Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
It's actually really sad. It's actually really sad that y'all follow these bitch-ass men who ain't never did nothing in life. They can't build the original content. If I died tomorrow, they would get evicted. If I went to go see Jesus tomorrow, they would be evicted.
Watch this video and then I'll be back.
By 2030, 45% of working women ages 25 to 45 will be non-married, no kids, single.
So what's wrong with that?
You're on the gotta go list. You're on the got to go list.
What's wrong with that?
You're showing your lack of intelligence even by asking that question.
So you might say, well, what's wrong with that? If you think that you're gonna genuinely be fulfilled in life because you made money, best of luck to you.
Okay, so he had one perspective. I'm going to give you another. And this one's coming from an actual woman who was single and child-free.
Or here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the fuck up.
The last person we should be listening to on the topic. The absolute last one. Look, I don't know what she's about to say, but it doesn't matter. Yes, there's ups and downs to both sides. Like everything in life, there's pros and cons. I mean, whoop-dee-doo. That's nothing mind-blowing. That's not a mind-blowing revelation. Yes, there's cons of being a married woman with kids. Yes, there's a con to being a single woman, you know, who just got a boyfriend and no kids at 60. Let's let her continue. I'm sure she'll say something profound, right, guys?
Not a chance.
When I was a little child in the 70s, my grandmother and her two sisters, all very well-educated women, especially for that time period, looked at me and said, never depend on a man. And I was like, I'm five. But what they were trying to instill in me was that my independence was important. They knew that a good education, especially at that time, led to financial freedom. And when you have financial freedom, you make better decisions for your life.
I don't like you, nigga. I don't like you. I don't like your kind. Your whole style is bitch made, nigga. And I don't fuck with you.
I don't have a problem with a woman getting educated and making money. The problem is most aren't good people. So them being educated and having money and being empowered just empowers them to be the pieces of shit they want to be, truly. You know, when they had to depend on a man, that was the only thing that was keeping them decent. That's why I don't support male empowerment and, you know, women getting degrees and stuff, because it just fuels their bullshit. It empowers them to be on the true bullshit that they want to be on. If women were better people, I wouldn't have a problem with this. Because everything would still work out, despite them being educated and having big money.
Married for 22 years, we never shared a bank account, and we never had joint credit cards. When I got my amicable divorce...
Why does that not surprise me?
You can't make this up!
My first husband was a good man, and I divorced him.
Who filed for divorce? Who filed for divorce?
It was a mutual decision.
Who filed for divorce?
It was me.
Who filed for divorce? Who filed for divorce? Who filed for divorce?
I can't necessarily...
Who filed for divorce?
I did.
Thank you.
My lawyer said it was one of the easiest that he had ever done. And I wasn't planning on getting divorced, but having financial independence definitely made it easier. And it helped me with the decision that it was time to leave. I never felt trapped. I knew that I had my own money, and I knew that I had 4 college degrees. Whoever comes into my life at this point is here because I want them here, not because I need them here. I have a fantastic and supportive boyfriend, and
hey, run for your life. Hey, run for your life.
If she thinks it's anything less than the best, then it's not gonna happen.
I'm always right in the end.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. I bet she was unbearable. I already know she was unbearable. I can see her whole eyeball. That's how I know she was unbearable. Oh my goodness. Yeah, relationships just aren't for women. They aren't. So it makes sense that it's this new movement of women like not getting married, not having kids. Because, I mean, they want kids, but they don't want the man really. They just needed the man over the years, the decades, the centuries. They needed a man. I don't know if they ever really wanted the man. I mean, they want the bedroom fun and they want the kids. They want the protection and provision. But they don't really want the man, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. He's in my life because I want him in my life. He doesn't pay any of my bills. We don't live together. And I have no intentions of getting married. I have a fantastic and supportive family. I have a huge group of female friends. I have a job that I love. I have hobbies I adore.
Great.
I feel valued, connected, and fulfilled. I don't have a husband, and I don't have children. If you want a husband and you want children, great, please do it. That will be fulfilling for you. I just don't want you to listen to some guy with a podcast saying that you will be a miserable old crone if you don't do these things.
Right.
Most women will end up a miserable old crone no matter what path they take in life. That's the harsh reality of it. You're just not happy people no matter what. And when women ain't happy, they make sure everybody in the room unhappy. Because they're terrible people, a lot of them. Not all, but most. So I'm glad this woman, you know, isn't married and isn't making a family miserable.
Thank you, Jesus!
All I need is $1,500 and a new pair of kicks. All the rest of this is for my family.
All right. Facts. See, it goes to the point I just made. Women a lot of times are never happy. Men, we're happy with, you know, some good food, GTA 6, you know, and a good hooker from time to time, and just playing catch with your dog. We could be happy with the simplest things.
Mm-hmm. Day in the life of a mid piece of shit who's asking for too much. First order of business is getting my nails done. They didn't look bad, but they didn't look perfect, so we are going to see my girl. I will tag her Instagram handle in the caption. It's amazing. We gab, we talk shit, and even though I'm kind of ugly, she treats me like everyone else. We did this cool ombre kind of French tip moment. I then go to the gym and get my smoothie, and then I go home to get my spray tan. I have someone come by once a week.
So there's some rich guy paying for this woman's lifestyle. Look, I'm not going to talk about her looks, but hey, I ain't mad at her. Hey, if she finagled how to get the win with a rich guy, then she's smarter than the average dingbat walking around trying to get a rich guy, because most women fail miserably at that. So, hey, she doing something right. I ain't mad at you. Go off, sis. I mean, I could just tell by the video you're not a good person. So maybe you're intelligent, or maybe you're just good at manipulation. And, you know, a lot of pretty women think they're good at manipulation, but it's just because they're pretty. But if an unattractive woman can manipulate her way into a luxury lifestyle, then maybe she really is good at manipulation because she didn't use her looks.
Okay, you know what, though? Ain't nothing funny about that. I wish one of y'all motherfuckers would just start laughing. Because y'all know you think this is funny.
So I always look bronzy. I need all the help that I can get. Please make me look hot. Please bring me up a couple points. There I am, getting ready for my day.
I mean, being skinny helps. I mean, the bar in America is, it's in hell for women. All you gotta do is just have straight hair and be skinny. And you might be able to get a rich guy to take care of you.
What kind of shit is that?
Outfit of the day. If enough 16-year-old girls harass me, I will post outfit details in the comment section. Don't get me wrong, I love when you guys do. Okay, now I'm off to work. I got my coffee. The sky is doing this weird, like, Disney Pixar moment. That looks really cool. Did I say I was going to work? No, I'm going to Beverly Hills Hotel. I don't work. The celeb siding bus is here because they heard I was coming. It's pink. I tell them to send the pink one or I'm not signing shit. So here's the Beverly Hills Hotel. It's one of my favorite places to go. We are having ourselves a little staycation spa day.
Is this just a sugar baby situation because she still got her youth?
Absolutely.
See, that's the thing. It's not a win unless your husband is doing this for you and he signed up to do it for you for a lifetime. Even when you old and ugly. Well, okay, I ain't even gonna make that joke. But yeah, even when you old. If this is just some 6-month sugar daddy fling, I mean, I guess it's kind of cool, but it's not really a flex.
Are you sure?
The ultimate flex is if your husband is doing this for you. But hey, maybe she is married. I don't know.
I'll able to get even more of a little tan going on, I'm reading Sylvia Plath because I am a girl boss legend feminist icon. Here's me waiting in my room for dinner. Gonna get ready, start getting ready soon. The room is super cute. I love this wallpaper. And this is my outfit for dinner.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. Did the outfit and makeup make her look better?
No.
Rate her 1 to 10 in the comments.
And this is my outfit for dinner. Realize that I'm actually not shit. I'm just kidding. He doesn't care that I'm not shit. Why would he? Be fucking for real.
Ooh, you kiss your mother with that mouth?
I mean, she's probably right. He just cared that he's getting young old. He don't care if you a good person. Yeah, like I always say, the bar for morals and character when it comes to women is in hell in America. It's an absolute hell.
Look at this bitch slaying. You better slay, bitch. Okay, here's dinner. A great dinner company. And then I came home and watched Mulan. Love Mulan. It's one of my favorite movies. And I had an ice cream sundae. Ignore the Diet Coke. I know I said I'd quit. This is the next morning. I'm getting ready to go to my spa appointment. This is my outfit. I look like a little tennis girl. A daddy at breakfast asked me if I was going to play tennis. And I said, why? Do you like tennis?
Met daddy at whatever breakfast. I mean, yeah, sugar daddy. It's a sugar daddy situation. So, yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy the fabulous life. You know?
So, do you think it's too much if I wear these all on the same day?
I'm going. I want my money right now.
You got your money. Don't worry.
The arrangement is over.
No kidding.
Asking me what I see in that man is crazy. I feel like it's obvious. His great personality.
And I'm sure he's doing this for five other women, not that you care, because you're a piece of shit, self-admitted piece of shit. But yeah, when you get up there in years, at 34, all this is over with. You know? Post yourself at 50, still living this luxury life off rich men, and then I'll be impressed.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
That's not gonna happen! It's not gonna happen!
To say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.